What did Archer and Big Fatty call it?
I think a shit Sammy.
Well, yeah, that's to be expected.
Of course.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 79 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 21st of May, 2008. And it's hump day, and if it's hump day, that means that Auntie Vera Charles is here. Oh, Lord, y'all, it is time for the second installment of Growing Old and Gay with Auntie Vera Charles. Today, the 40s. It's that time again, everyone. Auntie Vera Charles and the Fat One are here once again for growing... No, what is it called? Jesus Christ.
Getting old the gay way.
Getting old and gray with the kind of the R in parentheses, you know.
That's it.
So, and I can't... Y'all, it's hell to get old, but... Right, exactly. Now, the past 2 weeks, Vera, we have sent them into drooling stupors. Right, talking about what it's like what it was like in our 20s and 30s, and I think that we're seeing a progression here. That, you know, at least with me, and I think with you as well, that the 20s weren't so good, and the 30s were better, and so today we'll move into our 40s, and would you say that your 40s were better than your 30s?
I would say that there's a balance to everything, but on the whole, which is one of my favorite expressions.
Of course it is.
On the whole, yes. If I may begin.
Absolutely.
Thank you. My career really took off. We bought that. I'm watching the Fat One. Lovey's out in Lovey Land. I'm watching the Fat One on a little video screen on my computer, and he's making funny faces and doing nasty things as I'm trying to speak seriously about the subject of getting old.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm not even going to look at you.
Okay.
He's so cute. You got to see him. He's just adorable.
You're lying. You're going to watch me the whole time.
I am going to watch you. So
he's already lost his concentration. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so anyway, the 20s. When I was
20. No, the 40s.
We, Gucci and I moved out of our apartment by downtown LA, and we bought a house. We bought the house that we live in now. So I became a homeowner in the 40s, a homeowner. In the 40s, I've always been a homo.
Right. Here.
But yes, okay. And what else? The 40s, it was a time of digging. It's like settling in almost, mm-hmm. like nesting, of putting down roots, of not being as flighty anymore, of... I didn't say flighty.
Okay.
Lighting.
Now, y'all, this would have been 1996 to about 2005, somewhere in there is what we're talking
right.
about.
Yes. And so basically that, in a nutshell, would be my 40s. Details to come as needed.
And they will be needed. Uh-huh. Now, y'all, I'm going to tell you something. People have anxiety and... you know, bad feelings about hitting certain milestone birthdays. Well, 40 was mine. And...
I hated it, too.
Y'all, I couldn't wait to turn 41. It was the greatest day of my life when I could just give the finger to my 40th year. I mean, it was it was just terrible. The thing that you start to feel, if at least for me, you start to feel your age a little bit at age 40.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
A couple of things happened to me that really knocked it home for me. One day I'm coming in from the store or something, and I go to come up the steps in my apartment building, and I trip up the step and, you know, fall down, and, you know, it wasn't a bad fall or anything like that. Didn't break anything, dropped what I had. But I went to get up, you know, and, you know, hope nobody saw me. And I went, oh, shit, I think I better just sit right back down here again for another second.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those, okay, you're not 20 anymore. You can't just hop up from something anymore. Take your time, do it right, you know, you old motherfucker.
Oh, you know, it's so, so true. Mine was that I found that I couldn't bounce out of bed like I used to. because I would just fly out of the bed and go bounce out and go do. Now I had to take a second, swing my legs over and sit at the edge of the bed before I jump up, or it wouldn't work out real well. And those are the lessons of the 40s have been your body is going to tell you no when your mind is telling you yes. And
exactly.
That is one of the main lessons of the 40s.
And I don't know that I don't think I felt older. It's just my body, like you say, told you, you know what, you're 40 now, so you need to take it a little slower.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The other thing that drove me crazy when I turned 40 is I went to my eye doctor because my vision had changed. And I had worn contacts, you know, through my 30s and all, because I was very vain, you know, and I wouldn't dare be seen with glasses on. And
well, men won't make passes at girls who wear glasses. Didn't you know that?
I did not know that, but
yes.
You know, I'll probably forget that in the next 10 minutes. So, anyway, I'll swear I've never heard that before.
Uh-huh.
But, y'all, I went to my eye doctor 6 times during my 40th year because my vision changed 6 times.
Gee, money crickets. How many eyes do you have?
I only have the 3, the 2 in front and the 1 in the back.
The 1 in the back,
right,
yeah.
Exactly. But, even worse than the fact that my vision changed 6 times, it got to the point where I just got pissed off, okay? But
that happens a lot in the 40s.
Yes, and pissed on. No, that's the 50s. Okay. Y'all, the thing that made me the maddest about all of this is, you know, about the second or third time I went to the doctor, he goes, this is kind of strange. How old are you? And I said, I turned 40 in August. And he says, oh, well, of course. Well, that explains it. Evidently, lots of humans have multiple eyesight changes when they turn 40.
I did not know this.
Yes, and I didn't either. And you know, like I said, I couldn't wait to turn 41 because 40 was just a miserable year of my life. Now, beyond that, the 40s is when I just got to the point where if someone asked me my opinion, they better be ready to get it. Because if you ask my opinion, you're going to listen. You're going to hear me out. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So if you don't want it, don't ask. Okay.
And there's a new level of honesty and frankness that comes with the 40s.
Okay, honesty and frank. Did they move in next door to you or something like that?
No, they were.
They're
were
not the French people. They're not the French people that moved in. Honesty and frank.
No, they're strippers that I actually I had over. There was a foreign exchange program, so that's
okay.
You're confusing probably. They were French strippers that came and lived at the place for a while.
Okay.
Honesty and frank. God.
Would you agree that...
So we were talking about our 20s, right?
Right, exactly. Now, would you agree that health... And I don't want people to think that you go into bad health at age 40, because, you know, and I certainly don't feel old even at 52, whatever the hell that means. But you just realize, you know, let's just, instead of going 90 miles an hour, let's cut it back some. Let's, you know, let's go 60 now.
Well, there is also, there's also a mental acceptance of that that begins. I fought like hell the concept of my body not behaving as it used to for a lot of time in the 40s. I raged against that declining machine. But the older, the more I got into my 40s, and indeed the more things needed to slow even more with each passing year, there came an acceptance of like, okay, you know, this is the way it is. I'm not, you know, I don't leg off because I got some disease. I just have to realize that getting out of the car is just going to take a couple seconds longer.
Exactly.
That's all.
Exactly. And
yeah,
once you get used to it and admit it, then so be it. Now, I have to tell a quick little story. You know, I said I had friends that were younger than me back when I was in my 20s, and one of them...
We are talking about the 20s,
right? Shut up. But anyway, he would always complain, you know, I was in my 30s and he was in his 20s. He would always complain, God, you're so old, you want to come home from work and just lay down for 20 minutes and take a little nap. And I'm like, okay, you just wait. Well, in the 40s, you know, everybody, and that was just setting up what I was getting to. Mm-hmm. When I turned 40, everybody gave me shit. Oh, you're old. You're welcome to the Middle Ages. Blah, blah, blah. You know, you're so old. I said, you just wait, motherfuckers. Okay? Mm-hmm. You just wait, because I'm there and I'm going to make it. And then I am going to laugh my ass off as each of you gets a little bit closer and I get to watch you.
Uh-huh.
Go through all this, and I'm going to love every second of it.
Uh-huh.
Because payback is hell.
And vengeance is mine, saith me.
I mean, I have thoroughly loved it. And you know what? Those people who have turned 40 after me, they didn't give me a hard time at all when I turned 50.
They learned their damn lesson, didn't they?
Yes, ma'am, they did.
Well, Gooch is 6 years my junior, and so I've watched his progression and watched the things happening to him that happened to me. But he's lucky because he's got forewarning. You know, I can tell him, well, in about a year, your knees are going to start to feel a little funny, and you're going to wonder what the hell it is. And I'll tell you, it's 40-something. That's what it is. It's the attack of the 40-something knees, and it'll get you, baby.
And it gets you good,
and especially if you're carrying extra weight, because one of the things that happened in my 40s is that I put back on all the weight that I had lost in Nutrisystem. So I gained all that weight back, and now I'm a big fat slob again. And add that into the equation of the years gathering onto you, and it can get uncomfortable at times.
Absolutely.
To be in 40-year-old skin, it can get uncomfortable.
Absolutely. But now I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
Where, especially you're out in L.A., that's the land of plastic surgery and Botox.
God.
You know,
that's
everybody's plastic out there. What do you look at to notice a person's real age? What gives it away with you?
I, unfortunately, am hideously bad at guessing people's ages. But what I'm really good at is seeing work, plastic surgery-wise.
Ah.
Nose jobs, facelifts, any work, any artificial work, for some reason, I recognize it instantly. And then I can extrapolate on how old the person is. But if you give me a regular, just a natural-faced person who's aging naturally, I'm really bad at it. Like, well, you're about 26, aren't
you?
Yeah,
right. Okay. Clearly, here, do you 27? Want to borrow these? Okay. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Sounds like somebody's eyes are changing again at 52.
Wait till we get into our 50s, because that's well, we'll talk about it when we do our 50s.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Well, for me, there are two things that give away, not necessarily a person's age, but that I can tell that people aren't as young as they initially appear to be. And that are their eyes. Not the bags under them, not the face around the eyes, but just the eyes themselves.
The eyeball themselves?
Well, I think your eyes, well, being an actor, you know that your eyes never lie.
That's true.
Okay. So just identifying, you know, just the look in people's eyes. And the other thing is their hands.
Oh, yes.
I think hands tell a great deal about how old you are and what your life's been like. And
geez, that makes me 112, and I must have been a coal miner. I'm just looking at my hand. I've had a tough life.
But seriously, y'all, when you're out and about, look at people's hands and look in their eyes, not at their eyes, but look in their eyes. Now, I have a little bit of advice that I learned and dished out when I was in my 40s. And you start thinking about something that you learned and dished out in your 40s also. But mine was try seeing with your ears and listening with your eyes.
I like that a lot. I like that a lot. That's very sage.
And it's just, and I'm going to say it one more time. See with your ears and listen with your eyes. And the world becomes a much more interesting place, I think, if you can do that.
I think also you will sense truths easier that way. The truth, you'll find the truth utilizing your senses in that different way. I think the only advice that I could possibly dish out to somebody that is approaching their 40s or in their 40s, that it is a time of as much change, I think, as adolescence was. Mm. Our bodies and our minds are completely in a state of upheaval in adolescence. But in our 40s, the changes are as drastic, but we are better suited to deal with them. So kind of like, don't be afraid of the decade of the 40s, but approach it with an understanding that changes are going to happen. And how you live your 40s is how you accept those changes, how you allow those changes to happen to you. And I, as you just mentioned earlier, I live in a city where people are so desperate to fight the clock and so desperate to fight the years that they mutilate themselves. And they end up looking like absolute circus performers because they're trying to look young. They're not embracing it.
Absolutely. And on that, Annie Vera, we will call it a close to our 40s.
All right, dear.
Let's look forward to our 50s, and we'll do that next week. Tell everybody how they can find you.
They can Google me, or they can just type in VeraSpeaks.com into their address bar.
All right, and a couple of old 50-year-old queens will be back with you next week to discuss the present. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. me. This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.